I remember when I was in high school, I had a friend. And I say a friend, you know, I kind of hesitated. I paused there for a minute. I don't want to give you the impression that, you know, we were super, super close. We were not super close, but we really liked each other. We admired each other. We appreciated each other. He was white, probably still is white. I'm still black as I was then. And I think that our difference in ethnicity was part of the reason that we found each other so appealing. We liked each other's personalities. We really liked each other's personalities. I liked the way he connected with people, period. He liked the way I connected with people, period. And as a result, he and I really connected with each other. And so I talked about one day coming by his house just to visit. You know, we had been in the same class for mate by this time. By the time I made that proposal, we'd probably been in class together, same grade together, maybe 2 years or so. And I just thought it would be great if I came by his home to just visit one Saturday, just hang out, play ball, whatever. I mean, we had been so excited as we were talking with each other, laughing with each other, just having a good time at school. And so I thought to myself, man, if we're having this good a time with each other in just a few minutes while we're at school, what if we had an hour to just hang out with each other at each other's homes? And I was willing to make the first trip because he lived in a different neighborhood. Walking distance, I would say, oh, maybe 20, 30 minutes away, something like that. That was no big deal. That's what we did then. We walked to go play basketball. We walked to go play football. We walked to go visit our friends. You know, this is before any of us had cars, and we didn't mind walking. I mean, plain did not mind it. Didn't even think about inconvenience. I need to go to such and such a place. Okay, yeah, let's go. And we just started out walking. So I was ready to go visit with him. And as soon as I proposed that I come visit, his smile disappeared. So, of course, I wasn't really sure why. And I was thinking, okay, maybe he misunderstood what I said. And he was thinking, I want him to come visit me. And maybe he just doesn't want to make that walk, that trek by foot. On foot to my house. So I repeated it. Hey, I'll come visit you. You tell me where you live and I'll come on by there and visit you. He not only did his smile disappear, but he became saddened. And you could see it all in his body language. You could see it all in his face. He was actually sad. And so, of course, I was puzzled. Man, we were really enjoying each other. Why all of a sudden does he seem deeply troubled when I mentioned coming by to visit? The long and the short, this was the issue. He was perfectly fine connecting with anyone, regardless of gender, regardless of, I don't know about age, but certainly regardless of ethnicity. But his parents did not share that love and that passion for people. They had a problem with people of color, and he knew that. And so he knew that although he would welcome me with open arms if I came to visit him at his home, he knew that his parents would not welcome me at all. And that's why he was so deeply troubled. For those of you who really have the notion that it is good for us to be kind to people regardless of ethnicity, let me share with you some of the tips that our authors, our guests who were with us a while back, share with how we can help our children become kind people. one of the things that they recommend is that our children interview someone else. It could be a person of the same ethnicity, but how about a person of a different ethnicity? Even a person that a lot of adults like to portray as being a member of the dangerous group, the dangerous ethnicity, the dangerous community. Find out where that person was born. Find out some of their favorite foods. Find out how many children are in that person's family. How about this? Try a food that a friend likes that you've never tried before. Now, that's where it can really get interesting when we're connecting with people of other cultures. Doesn't have to be other cultures, because there's no doubt that even within the same cultures, we have foods that some of us just plain don't like or have never tried. How many of you, for example, within the Black community have never tried chitlins? And of course, we know that there are people within the white community who have never tried collard greens, despite the fact that white people have been eating collard greens for decades. So I'm just saying, even within the same ethnic community, I know that we have foods that we could eat that we've never tried before. But it probably gets even easier if we reach across cultures to other cultural groups. Trying a food that one of your friends likes, but the child has never tried. Or how about this? Engage in an activity with someone who you don't know very well. Whether that activity is a soccer game, a basketball game, a Nintendo game, maybe trying out some different songs, singing different songs, something that you're not that familiar with. But because your friend or your classmate, your colleague does it, you try it. Maybe your child has just met someone who lives in another city or another state or another country. Maybe they've come over here on a student visa program or some other program where maybe they're just going to be here for a short while. I know that the Rotary Club members, Rotary Clubs often host students from other countries. And those students attend schools, even if only on a temporary basis, right here in America. So, has your child met someone who's from another city or another state or another country? What if they were to use a map to mark where that person is from? Not necessarily draw a map, but just get an existing map, look at that map, and literally pinpoint where this other person is from. How about this? How many of you spent time overseas, whether it's because one or both of your parents were in the military and you lived overseas for a while, or you just visited for a while? What about if you're going to visit someplace else and you're going to take your child or your children with you? How about this? How about if while you're there, you get one of the people who are indigenous to that area, native to that area, to teach your child to say hello? Or even if the school that your children currently attend has people who speak languages other than English, and your child asks them to teach them to say hello, teaches them to begin speaking, even if only a little bit, teaches them to begin speaking that other person's language, so that whereas that other person's bilingual, they speak their native tongue and they speak English, maybe you can speak your native tongue, which is English, and some other language. Teaching your children to do that, to really connect with other people. How many of you have noticed when you spoke another language, someone else's language to them, even if you were not fluent with it. You spoke their language just a little bit, what little bit you could, and they just seemed to just brighten up. Because you put forth the effort to speak their language. That was an act of kindness. And what power it had in helping you to connect. The same power to have in helping your children connect when they learn to say hello in another language. Hola. Well, I'll be back in a moment. Un momento.